Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Daniel chapter 3, we were talking about the Chaldeans coming before Nebuchadnezzar to tell him that Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego did not bow to the image. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Certain Chaldeans came near. A certain group of them came near, other words. And they forget that in chapter 2, 10 years earlier, that these three were part of those that delivered them from death when Nebuchadnezzar was going to destroy all the Chaldeans. But they don't see that. All they see is that these three Hebrew eunuchs are promoted above them, and we're Chaldeans. We're more important than they are. And their attitude is, what are you doing for me now? Kind of reminds us of the last days. In Matthew 24, verses 9 and 10, where it says, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, even those that are carrying the gospel of Christ. In Luke chapter 21, verses 15 through 17, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay or resist. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents, and brethren, and kinsfolks, and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Now, there's going to be a lot of families in hell. And a part of that reason is going to be that there were those that would not speak up in order to keep peace in the family. Well, my friend, there is no peace in hell. There's none whatever. And don't cover up your cowardice with saying, I'm trying to keep peace in the family. That is not only cowardly, that is abominable in the sight of God. Now he says, they shall be hated. Why? Because they speak the truth, and they stand for the truth. I've said a lot about music here in these first few verses of Daniel chapter 3. There are people that will listen to that and just hate that terribly. And why will they hate that? Because the truth hurts. And they are not men that love the truth. Now, on the surface, Daniel 3 looks like a piece of recorded history that tells about a miracle. But, my friend, you need to see this is prophetic. It's showing us what is going to happen when the abomination of desolation is set up in the tribulation. And we need to see that as we watch the ecumenical movements today, that this is a forerunner of that. Our president recently stated that we pray to the same God as the Muslims. I beg his pardon. He may, but I don't. My God is in heaven. I speak to my Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this incident here in Daniel chapter 3, it actually happened. But it also has spiritual implications in prophecy. Now, friend, no matter how many new translations are added to over the hundreds of translations that are out there, nothing will give the spiritually discerned the ability to see these things apart from the Spirit of God. You see, it's not new translations that's needed. It's the Holy Spirit. Now, I've heard people say, well, I can understand these new translations so better. Well, my friend, I'm not going to swim through a cesspool in order to get a good biscuit. And basically, that's what you're doing. Just, are there some good things in those translations? Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are. But why not have the right translation so you don't have to go through the cesspool? Now, these Chaldeans tell everything to Nebuchadnezzar. They are betraying the very ones who helped to spare their lives and the lives of their family. Boy, that's thankfulness for you, is it not? We must always look to the Lord, not to those that we help. I had a pastor tell me one time, and over the years of ministry, and that was early in my ministry, and he was an old pastor, but over the years of ministry, it's proven true. He told me those that rebelled and hurt him the most in his ministry were those he had helped the most. Now, these three Hebrew lads leave an example for us. They didn't rationalize their way into compromise and sin. They literally stood fast for the Lord. They disobeyed a civil law because God had instructed them to do otherwise in His written word. Now remember, you only disobey a civil law if it contradicts the word of God. That is, the word of God, not your agenda. I had people outside my church holding signs on a Sunday night calling us compromisers and Satan's church and everything else simply because our church is incorporated. We're an independent Baptist church. When we drew up our papers of incorporation, we told the state our doctrine. We sent them our doctrine, our doctrinal statement, and the date, and the state bowed to that, and we are incorporated, and it protects the members of our church. But isn't it interesting that they chose a fundamental Baptist Bible preaching church to go demonstrate against? And on a Sunday night, why weren't they worshiping on a Sunday night? And why aren't they out witnessing if they don't have church on Sunday night? And you see, we get so caught up in the wrong things. Now, when something is against the Word of God, you always obey God's Word. In Acts 5:29, Peter and John says, we ought to obey God rather than men. In other words, those matters that are non-doctrinal and not sinful, we need to obey the law. In Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7, we read this, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. You know what's interesting is that phrase there, that rulers are not a terror to good works, is written when Nero, who actually took Christians and made human candles out of them to light his garden. We'd say, well, isn't that a terror to good works? That's not what it means. It means that no ruler can stop the hand of God. You see, we are to walk in the Spirit. When we walk in the Spirit and we walk in obedience to our Lord God, then the works of rulers are not a terror to us. He says, wilt thou not then be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he, that is the ruler, is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore, ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this very cause, pay ye tribute also. Now pay your taxes. For they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Now, do you realize that's just as inspired as John 3:16? It's the same Holy Spirit that gave it. So, my friend, don't justify rebellion against authority. You might have somebody that's in office that is a different party than your party, and they are the opposite end. You may be very conservative and they're very liberal. But because of their position's sake, you treat them with respect and you pray for them, pray that they might see the light and judge righteously. But my friend, when you start speaking of their person and you attack them personally, start calling them idiots and everything else, and you're disrespectful, especially in front of your children, you've just gone against the Word of God, even though those people may not be very good people in our sight. Well, coming back to our text, the tattletales say to the king, you set up this wonderful golden image. And king, you've provided this great music. And we love this gold and this music. Oh, how wonderful. But these three Hebrew children desecrate your image publicly and defiantly. You see, my friend, they knew what buttons to push with Nebuchadnezzar. They manipulated him somewhat like contemporary worship manipulates some Christians. Now, my friend, because of that, that will lead to Nebuchadnezzar going into a rage in verses 13 through 15. And we're going to take that up in our next message. But before we go there, here are three that stood because their faith was real. They had more than a religion, because when it was put on the line, the appeal of the music to their flesh and the threat of violence and death to their body did not take them from their faith. They stood. They did not compromise the Bible. They did not compromise their God. My friend, that leads me to ask you, are you a Christian because you grew up in a Christian home, or you grew up in a Christian land, and so you call yourself a Christian? Do you call yourself a Christian because they told you to say this prayer and you said it, and so that makes you a Christian? Well, my friend, being a Christian is a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.